A Reflection on Easter by Father Joseph Nazzle. Many people have a Do Not Resuscitate or DNR order as part of their advance directives. But a few years ago, the BBC carried a story about a retired nurse named Frances Pollock who had taken an extraordinary step to make sure doctors did not prolong her life against her wishes. Frances was 85 at the time and living in Hampshire, England. She got a tattoo across the front of her chest that read, "Do not resuscitate." In explaining her decision to get the tattoo, she felt it was the only way to ensure that doctors take account of her wishes so that they would not try to restart her heart if she went into cardiac arrest. "By resuscitating me," she said, "they would be bringing me back from the dead only for me to have to go through it again." While many can understand Frances Pollock's wishes, followers of Christ are grateful that Jesus did not have tattooed across his chest, "Do not resurrect." Such a DNR order would render Easter meaningless. If Christians did not believe in the power of the resurrection, we would be left with an endless Good Friday, with nothing but crosses and losses littering the landscape of our lives. But because Jesus was raised from the dead, we are given a new lease on life, a life that will never end. God's advance directives from the beginning of time offer a holy order that we be people of life, not death. From the very beginning of creation, God's power is directed toward life and light, not death and darkness. The world has more than enough merchants of death, people like Pilate who probably posted guards at the tomb of Jesus with DNR, "Do not resurrect," signs everywhere. But people of life are like the women who come to the tomb early that Sabbath morning, who are luminaries of light and life, and capture this new creation to which Easter calls us. When they arrive at the tomb, they find the stone had been rolled away. Another luminary, a young man clothed in a white robe, tells them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here." Notice the angel doesn't say, "Do not be afraid." The angel says, "Do not be amazed." These are the words we tattoo upon our hearts during Easter. Do not be amazed. Do not be amazed by the power of life over death. Do not be amazed by the courage of a single voice crying out in the night of injustice for peace. Do not be amazed how prayer can change our hearts and make us more accepting and loving toward those we find difficult to love. Do not be amazed that a small group of faith-filled people can change the world. We believe that because Jesus did not have "Do not resurrect" tattooed on his chest, but instead had the scars of the crucifixion on his hands, his feet, and his side, we are people of life, not death. The resurrection of Jesus reveals and recovers our true self. Made in God's image and likeness, we are children of God. Though it is an amazing grace, do not be amazed anymore. We are God's beloved. Welcome home to your true self. Let us pray together.
Eternal and ever-living God, on our journey of recovering your divine image, carried in each of our hearts, we arrive at the empty tomb and celebrate the life that dwells within us. May we not be afraid or amazed by the power of the resurrection. May our faith in the victory of life over death give us the courage not only to keep the faith, but to give it away, to tell everyone we meet by the way we live, the way we love, that we are people of life, not death,
made in your image and likeness,
and destined for glory.
Amen.